Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
And so here it is, the invitation. Ali Jabbar, give us a call. John, I have sensed from some voters, and I don't pretend to put a number on it, and some who have been longtime conservatives, that they are nervous to vote for Ali Jabbar because of his, obviously, a Muslim heritage and their concerns about Sharia law.
Well, I was liking what I heard so far from him. Now that I hear this, if I don't hear anything, that sign's coming down off my front lawn when I get home from work tonight.
The London West by-election now just 2 days away. Several hot issues on the table this morning, and we're inviting you to weigh in on any of them. One that was raised in the last half hour by the Freedom Party's leader, Paul McKeever, and I want to read you part of an email that he sent me earlier this morning so you know exactly where this question has come from about Ali Jabbar's stand on Israel, specifically, and on Sharia law. Number two issue, the ad in which the London Free Press is wrapped today, suggesting that the NDP has surged into a strong lead over the PCs. Very misleading. Technically, the ad is accurate. The poll reflects the increase in the NDP support, but you have to look really closely to see the little arrow, and nowhere does it explain that this just refers to the increase in their support. The NDP is not leading in London West. The latest Forum Research poll shows that the Conservatives are leading 36% to 31% for the NDP and a mere 17% for Ken Curran, suggesting he's going to get a kick in the pants on Thursday. And then the third issue that we're dealing with this morning, and we're inviting your response to, is the London Free Press decision to allow their paper to be wrapped in an NDP ad 2 days before the election. So those are the three hot issues. Let me read you first, as I promised, the reference to Ali Jabbar in an email from the Freedom Party, and we had their leader, Paul McKeever, on the air in our last hour. Here is a portion of the email that I got this morning. Paul McKeever writes, Ali Jabbar has made it his habit to point out to voters that he is married to London lawyer Rasha El Tawil, but voters have expressed concern to me. Nobody has told the voting public that Miss El Tawil is the same Rasha El Tawil who was president of the anti-Israeli campus group Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights while she was at the University of Western Ontario. There is concern that the voting public is not being told that in that capacity, Miss Al Tawil and her group erected an offensive anti-Israeli apartheid wall at the university student center in November of 2004, for which stunt the group lost its status with the university. The wall was intended to be an effigy of the wall erected in Israel to protect Israelis from ongoing attacks by neighboring radicals whose mission it is to end Israel's existence. Ms. Al Tawil and her group consistently have identified Israel not only as oppressors of Palestinians, but have accused Israel of engaging in genocide. I want to stress, this is not my opinion. This is in an email from the Freedom Party leader, Paul McKeever. It goes on to say, Londoners are concerned that Mr. Jabbar's choice to run as the PC candidate in London West are based not upon any particular sympathy for conservatism, but upon a desire to win a seat under any party's banner in Ontario's legislature where he might pursue or side with anti-Israeli policies that are frequently associated with anti-Semitic calls for boycotts on Israel or with sympathies for or indifference to those who advocate the implementation of Sharia law. Given the Liberal government's waffling on bringing Sharia within the scope of Ontario law, voters want certainty from all candidates, including Mr. Jabbar, that they reject Sharia and that they do not share the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic views of Ontario's radical leftists. This author believes that, particularly given his affiliations, Mr. Jabbar has some explaining to do and must make it clear that he condemns the political views propounded by his spouse and others in respect of Israel and Sharia. So again, we issue an invitation to Ali Jabbar to call us and to join the discussion about his views on Israel and Sharia law. Now, we have discussed at some length the ad in which the London Free Press is wrapped this morning. First of all, the fact that it's surrounding the paper, and secondly, how misleading the ad is. I thought it would be interesting to talk to Phil McLeod, the former editor of the London Free Press, about the fact that the Free Press is wrapped in this political ad 2 days before the election. I want to share with you now a conversation I had with Phil McLeod a little bit earlier this morning on this subject. Here it is. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I hear rumors you're on holidays. Where are you?
I am at this, as I'm speaking to you, I am standing looking at the Lake of Two Rivers in the middle of Algonquin Park.
How shameful, not on me for calling you on your holidays, but having you for having your phone on so I can do that.
Well, you know, until just a couple of years ago, there was no cell phone service in Algonquin Park at all. And I thought that was still the case until yesterday morning when I got here and discovered that I still had 4 bars on my phone. How sad that is.
Well, the next best thing would be having 4 bars around the lake that you could go to after you're on the lake all day. Phil, I rant about people who keep their phones on during the holidays, but it's their choice. You've taken my call. I just have a chat I want to have with you on a philosophical matter. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
You once sat in the big chair at the London Free Press.
Yes,
and I did. I'm wondering if this issue came up, wrapping the precious fountain of truth in an ad that somebody paid for.
Yes, it has. It's been a long-standing problem, I guess, in the newspaper business. It goes back until probably at least the mid-80s. When I got there in 1987, it was certainly on the table. I fought that as the editor for many years, but the recession of 1994-95 was, I think, the first time that the Free Press sort of started running ads on the front page, quite apart from just sort of wrapping the front page, and sort of bit by bit, the battle was lost.
So I'm asking you this morning, I'm looking at the London Free Press, half of the front page of the newspaper is covered in an ad. I want to talk about the specific nature of the ad, which I think is also shameful. But let's talk about doing that. How do you feel about covering half the front of the paper with an ad? Not on the front page, but wrapping the paper in an ad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been happening more and more at the Free Press. And personally, as a journalist, I don't like it. I think what's more bothersome in this particular case is that it's a political ad. And, there's something about having your front page wrapped in a car ad, which is not, to me, personally, as offensive as wrapping it in a political ad right in the middle of a campaign. I mean, two things are bothersome. The first is, unless it's clearly marked in advertising, unless it's clearly indicated this is not an endorsation by the newspaper, one is left wondering how any political party would get that prime position. And, you know, without some particular favor from the newspaper. And secondly, I guess, you know, does this mean that we have 2 more days of everybody getting the front page wrapper? I mean, that's just, to me, as an editor, not as a business person, but as an editor, that's just bothersome.
Phil, here's the second part of it. You make a very good point. If it's an ad for a car, well, you can spot that immediately. When I saw this, I'm scratching my head thinking, is this an endorsement of the NDP by the paper? And then I'm thinking, well, this is a news story that's so explosive that the NDP are shooting up in the polls, that is this a news story? So there's some confusion there. That's the second point. And then the third point is, okay, it's a poll. 36% for the NDP, 30 for the PCs, 24 for the Liberals. And I'm thinking, that directly contradicts the poll that I saw yesterday. And then it's only in very, very small print. I read Forum Research, July 22nd, so it's several days old. And it's not a reflection of the standings at all, but a reflection of how the polls have changed over the last a couple of weeks. So it's totally misleading.
And that is exactly the danger of those kind of polls on the front page. I mean, traditionally, the front page of a newspaper is supposed to give you the straight goods on the news of the day. And if you're beginning to mix that now with the exaggeration of advertising, and particularly if it's not made really clear that this is an ad, then people get confused. And I gather, because I saw several tweets yesterday from a couple of Free Press editorial employees, I gather that some people in the public were confused about it and have raised holy heck with the Free Press management yesterday. Now, that, incidentally, is pretty difficult to do these days because the Free Press management, for the most part, doesn't reside in London. But and my guess is that the decision on that ad may not have been made here either.
Okay, now you've just raised something very interesting, and I'm thinking, okay, there's going to be some screaming and hollering about this, and you're saying it's already started.
Well, apparently so. I mean, I'm going just strictly on a couple of tweets that I saw last night from a couple of journalists from the Free Press. I think one of them said people are now accusing us of being an NDP newspaper. I think they sort of made that in a jocular vein because often the paper gets accused of being a Tory newspaper.
Well, I'm saying shame on the NDP, shame on the Free Press. Your thoughts?
I would say shame on the Free Press. I mean, the NDP can do what the NDP wishes. It's a free country, and if somebody is stupid enough to give them that, I mean, go for it. But I would certainly say shame on the newspaper. I do appreciate that, you know, this is freedom of speech and all the rest of it, but, you know, the front page of your newspaper in the middle of an election campaign should be reserved for reporting what happened in the campaign, not in trying to give one party an advantage over another. And I think that's just sort of reprehensible. I would say that as a journalist, I do appreciate that probably thousands of dollars are involved in the decision.
Phil, I have a special app on my smartphone which tells me you have a bite on the line and you need to tend to that fish and haul it in for breakfast, so I'm going to let you go.
Hey, I don't fish, actually, so that's not a problem, but I do have a couple of young fellas here waiting for breakfast, so I should go attend to that.
There we go. Phil, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Okay, so that's a conversation I had with Phil McLeod a little bit earlier this morning about the Free Press wrapping their paper in a political ad 2 days before the election. Now, very interesting update on Ali Chabar in London West and his stand on Sharia law. I have just received this email from, I was going to say, Ali Chabar's fellow MPP. That is not the case, of course, because Ali Chabar has not been elected, but if he were to be elected, this particular gentleman would be his colleague, Jeff Urich, the MPP for Elgin, St. Thomas, Middlesex. He sends me a note to Andy. Ali Chabar addressed Sharia law at the first debate. Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party, would have heard that if his candidate had shown up for the debate. Interesting. So many issues on the table this morning, and really, are they really the key issues that you should be basing your vote on? I don't think so. I think the absolute key issue in this election, more than ever, is trust. And when I get to it in just a few moments, after we get to the calls that are waiting, Derek will be with you in a second. I want to play you comments from a liberal about whether you can trust the Liberal Party. Long, long time liberal, Stephen LeDrew. In fact, he was the president of the Liberal Party of Canada. I was really quite shocked at his blistering comments about whether you can, in fact, vote for the Liberals in Ontario after Dalton McGuinty. I'll share those with you in a few moments, but let's take these phone calls first. Derek, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Andy. Again, sorry if this is a little bit late. Just wanted to comment on the, first of all, the Free Press. I agree, I think, with everything that Phil McLeod mentioned. It's a sad day when you get a newspaper that'll buy anything from any particular party and not mention the name of Al Gretzky in their coverage, as Bob Metz pointed out earlier, or later last week, I think it was. They don't even refer to that particular candidate. I guess he can't pay enough for them to be interested in. The second comment I wanted to make was the wording that Peggy Sadler, I think, used, and even Andrea Horvat, about doing what you have to do to win. I think we just had a Liberal government that did that, didn't they? They did what they had to do to win, and how much has it cost us?
I was shocked by those comments. Steve Garrison asked Peggy Sadler this morning about the ad and is the ad misleading, basically she said it's a tight race, and we do what we have to do.
Exactly. And I thought, well, what appropriate wording that is after we've gone through so many years of this McGuinty nonsense and all the money that he's cost every Ontarian. Obviously, they're willing. That's obviously why they propped up their budget, so they could keep in a bit longer, right? That's obviously why they did it. I'm disgusted with it, and I think the London Free Press need to give their head a shake.
I don't know if you've seen the London Free Press, but did you? What was your thought when you picked up the London Free Press and saw in color this the results of this poll showing the NDP leading 36% to 30-24?
Well, I thought it was a bad boy ad. I thought Andrew Horvath was buying something from the bad boy, because that's how they usually put their ads in the newspaper. But overall, I agree with your sentiments earlier. It is misleading. It's not totally untrue, but it is misleading. So obviously, they're living up to their own word verbiage. They'll do anything to win.
Yeah, Derek, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob Metz. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Andy. Just a quick correction on the email, apparently, that you received.
Yep.
I was actually the one who was sitting in for Al Gretzky on that first debate that was referred to.
Okay, let me be clear about the email you're referring to from Jeff Urich.
Yes.
Yes.
And Ali Jabbar did not say no to Sharia law, or that he was in support of Israel or anything like that. He was asked a very vague question about how he felt about Canadian law, and of course he gave a very affirmative answer to that, which was very easy to do. But he did not reject the option as it's been worded. So just want to clear that up. Okay?
Okay, then Bob, I'm delighted you called, because I got this email from Paul McKeever and I've had him on. What is your understanding of Ali Jabbar, and we're hoping to reach him later this hour, of his position on Sharia law?
I haven't heard his position on Sharia law, and that's all that we've been looking for. We'd like to hear a very clear understanding on that particular position. Of course, we've certainly made our position clear, and we certainly favor democracy over any form of theocracy, but that's been a longstanding fundamental.
To your knowledge, has Ali Jabbar addressed this issue of Sharia law in this campaign?
Not that I've seen yet. I've been really waiting for a very clear answer on that.
Well, it was
particularly given his associations and what his wife has been doing.
Okay, exactly. So you're adding your voice to those voices calling for Ali Jabbar to clarify how he stands vis-a-vis Israel and with respect to Sharia law.
I have to tell you, Andy, we're getting flooded with emails from all kinds of concerned citizens in London West and even outside the direct riding, and it just has all started fitting together, and we were wondering why no one else was addressing this. Again, why isn't this in the free press? If these things are true, why isn't the free press telling us about that?
Okay, and before I let you go, because we're almost down to the bottom of the hour, your thoughts on the free press being wrapped in a political ad, that's number one, and secondly, the nature of the ad.
Well, I'm a bit cynical about that. I thought it was kind of brilliant, but certainly misleading. And yes, of course people are going to become cynical about the whole process. It's almost like the Rhinoceros Party kind of thing. You know, you remember them? They were sort of a spoof party.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing to the whole political scene today. And that's a shame, because there are people out there who take this whole situation very seriously, who are concerned about their future, their kids' future. And here we are. Look at the things we're arguing about.
Terrific. Bob, I really appreciate your call. Lines are lighting up. John and all the other callers, I want to tell you, we do have to break for news. Short break for news update. We'll continue this discussion on all these issues. What is Ali Jabbar's stance on Sharia law? How do you feel about the free press being wrapped in this ad? And how do you feel about the NDP using this ad, which is so clearly misleading? All of that in the next half hour right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.